okay, what the heck are we going to talk about this afternoon? What?
I came in here today ready to talk about not politics.
I don't know how we avoid it today, ladies and gentlemen. This is not typically a political, unless it's local, show. But Jeff Sessions has just been fired as the Attorney General of the United States. But Scott. By the way, Trump did not fire him. Well, Trump fired him. Trump, who is famous for the "you're fired," had General John Kelly, according to CNN, phone Jeff Sessions and tell him he was out. Donald Trump has not technically fired anyone yet to their face. He always does it either over Twitter or has John Kelly do it, Omarosa. I don't care. I was ready to tell you that I thought last night was a wash for both parties, that there were wins for the Republicans, clearly, that there were wins for the Democrats, clearly.
Huge night for women, Scott.
Yeah, of course. Well, a lot of women were running, so it was inevitably going to be a huge night for women. I was ready to break down a little bit of the Kansas races, some of the Missouri races. Josh Hawley, the golden boy, is your next U.S. Senator from the state of Missouri. I didn't mean that disparagingly. I'm making fun of the commercial because nobody has ever called him the golden boy. But right before we go to air, we're out in the newsroom, and ABC, for those of you a little inside baseball here, ABC comes through on these speakers in our ceiling, and we can't control the volume. And
it's always very loud.
Sounds like a McDonald's drive-thru. And we're sitting there minding our own business, and I'm eating a delicious salad from Hy-Vee, and Dana's eating some pasta she brought from home. It was delicious, too. And all of a sudden, we hear,
this is ABC in New York. Jeff Sessions has just resigned.
We later learned that he did not resign, that he was ordered to resign, which means he was fired. When your boss comes to you and says, "I want your letter of resignation on my desk,"
yeah,
that does not mean you have resigned. That means you have been fired. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General, the man who technically, although recused, oversees the Russia investigation, has been fired this afternoon. Here's my prediction. Assistant Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will either be fired or quit before the day is out. And Dana is applying her CBD oil to her neck.
It's calming.
And I fully intended to play Jam or No Jam today.
So if Sessions is out, and then if Rosenstein is out, who's in?
I don't know. There's been some speculation on Twitter that it's Kris Kobach. Now, this Whitaker character, who they have appointed Matthew Whitaker in his stead, in Jeff Sessions' stead, wrote an article, an op-ed piece, in August of 2017 that was very critical of the Mueller probe.
Yeah.
Very critical. If you guys want to weigh in, some people are saying on Twitter right now, this is the Saturday night massacre part deux.
Or is this nothing more than a large, well-timed distraction, as any savvy president will do?
Sure.
We are now not talking about the midterms and everything that has happened over the last 24 hours.
Which was actually a win-win for each party,
depending
on how you look at it.
Very pleased. I was sad for Claire, but overall, I was over the moon at our results last night. Marijuana, Kobach out.
Rod, by the way, Amendment 2 passed last night, overwhelmingly like 66 to 33.
Yes, I'm aware.
It was resounding.
Unfortunately, the answering service in my doctor's office wasn't aware yet.
So, yeah, here's my question. and just really quick, because I've already been asked this today. When can I start growing it? I heard Mike Mahoney last night
say... Rod planted those seeds this morning.
I heard Mahoney say on Channel 9 last night, they have some I's to dot and T's to cross.
And just, seeds to plant.
Just FYI. I don't think you can necessarily run out today. I mean, you could... and start a growing operation in your basement.
Jake Tapper on CNN is describing this as a slow-motion Saturday night massacre. 576-7798. If you guys want to weigh in, breaking news this afternoon has nothing to do with the election last night. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has just been fired within the last 30 minutes. He was phoned by General John Kelly, not by the president himself, who told Sessions, tender your resignation. We want it on the president's desk. 576-7798. 576-7798. Your reaction is next.
Dana and Parks is powered by Wholesale Batteries. The right battery the first time.
You know, it's something that happens to almost all of us. Knock on wood, happens to none of us anymore. But if you do find yourself in a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, when it comes time to fix your car and you want it back in pristine condition sooner rather than later, right? You need to call Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. I know Dale. I've watched his crews at work, and I can say without question, they are the best in the business. Their work is guaranteed, by the way, as long as you own your car or truck. So get it fixed right the first time. Here's their number. It's 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855. Or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dale's in Blue Springs. Taking care of cars. Taking care of you. Well, if you just got in the car and you're just joining us this afternoon, don't worry, you didn't miss anything. Nothing's going on. Nothing to see here. The Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, has just been fired. And his resignation letter reads, and I quote, "Dear Mr. President, at your request, I am submitting my resignation. Since the day I was honored to be sworn in as Attorney General of the United States, I came to work at the Department of Justice every day, determined to do my duty and serve my country. I have done so to the best of my ability, working to support the fundamental legal process that is the foundation of justice. The team we assembled embraced your directive to be a law and order Department of Justice. We prosecute and blah, 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 blah. I'm particularly grateful to the fabulous men and women. Most importantly, my time we have restored and upheld the rule of law. I have been honored to serve as Attorney General and have worked to implement the law enforcement agenda. Go F yourself. Thank you for the opportunity, Jeff Sessions." Jeff Sessions, who was maligned, belittled, ridiculed, ignored by this president, has just been fired as the Attorney General. Less than 1 hour, check that, less than 2 hours after a news conference that some people say came off the rails. If you missed it, the president and Jim Acosta from CNN literally went toe-to-toe. It was an ugly scene. I can play the audio later.
No, it stresses me out. I heard it live, and I was like, oh, God, here they go again.
Oh, it was bad.
He also called a reporter, I believe from NPR or PBS, called her question racist.
Correct.
And I was half paying attention. I was actually doing some home improvement stuff. And I turned around and I'm like, what could she possibly have said to him that's racist? And she asked him about the term nationalist. Mm-hmm. And he really took exception to that question.
Hang on, let me see if I can get
I think you can say it was coming, and it probably was. I think this is just a distraction. The timing of this is, let's forget the midterms and move on.
Which, by
I'm gonna
the way,
just throw this little boomerang out there step away.
I'm not sure why the president, and this is not me being critical of him necessarily, why he was so agitated at the news conference today, and then why he fired Jeff Sessions immediately following. He could have easily come out, and I would disagree with it to an extent, but I would certainly agree with it to some extent as well, come out and done a victory lap today. You won as much as you lost. Now, granted, you lost the House of Representatives. Fine. You picked up 3, maybe 4 seats in the U.S. Senate. And a lot of those people were people you campaigned for. He made sure you knew about that.
Yeah.
But this could have been a huge victory lap and an opportunity to simply say, we're going to now work with our friends on the other side. You know, they always say friends. Friends on the other side. And we're going to continue to do what is best, in our opinion, for the American people and this great nation. Instead, it became a heated, just, and people who don't like Trump are going to take great offense with the way he treated Jim Acosta. People who do like Trump are going to love
it's so
the way
funny
he treated
you just
Jim
said
Acosta.
That because my husband walked into the room. He was actually taking a nap because they were up so late last night, Scott, as you know.
Sure.
And he came in and I go, oh my gosh, this is a dumpster fire with Jim Acosta. And we watched it for a while. And I said out loud in my kitchen, his supporters will
they're going to
love this. This is not.
And people who don't like Trump are going to hate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
The caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
Why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants
not
in this election?
I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process. And I want people to come in, and we need the people. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
Right. But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so on. Well, that's
true.
They weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing
that. They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood. Right. These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN.
All right.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, pardon me, ma'am. I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictments coming down in this investigation? Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN. Go ahead.
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible. And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either, so.
I mean, jeez. I'm not a big fan of yours either, Peter Alexander.
I mean, my God. Oh. Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Here's the deal. Every single time something happens, and we cannot ignore that the Attorney General of the United States has just been fired. We can't. But I think people, you know, go to their corners and get very angry anytime we talk about this president. And so I would prefer, we certainly are not going to talk about this all day. We had to mention this off the top of the show. We have local issues and races everyone wants to get to. One of the biggest questions of the day, Scott, and I saw about 50 of these on the text line when you mentioned the medical marijuana proposition that passed in Missouri last night, is does this mean I can smoke it and go to work? We will get to that today because I don't know the answer to that, and that is such a fair question. Okay. If it is legalized for medicinal purposes, can you use it as prescribed by a doctor or get your card and go to work? And I don't know the answer to that. My guess is if you're a bus driver, no.
By the way, just one quick question about, and we'll get into everything and anything related to the election yesterday, yeah, to the firing of Jeff Sessions that came down within the hour. Two questions about Jim Acosta. I actually find him to be a slightly biased but thorough reporter, okay? But if the president despises him so much, to even say during a news conference, which is unprecedented, that you are a horrible person.
You're a horrible human being.
CNN should be ashamed you work here.
Yeah.
Two things about that. Number one, Jim Acosta did not put that microphone in his own hand. He was called on by the president. If the president thinks he's a horrible human being, why did he even call on him? Number two, if he is such a horrible human being and CNN should be embarrassed, why don't they pull his press credentials?
Well, someone just wrote in, and this is true. Trump is a jerk, but Acosta is just as bad. It's two 2-year-olds going at it every time. And I said this morning in my kitchen, they just hate each other, Scott. Maybe it's time to separate them. Go to your corners.
576-7798. 576-7798. Newsroom and Will Sterrett.
Sessions booted. More next.
You are listening to Kansas City's 98.1 FM.
98.1 FM.
KMBZ.
Dana right here for Volkswagen of Lee's Summit. Get on into Volkswagen of Lee's Summit now. What are you waiting for? They have the greatest lot full of used cars. They have the most safe, amazing new cars. They have the best warranty on the market. If you get one of those new VWs, remember, 72,000 transferable bumper to bumper warranty. 72,000 mile transferable bumper to bumper warranty. Hands down, the best warranty on the market today. You heard me mention the safety features. Go in and look and see, look for yourself and see the backup camera on those cars. Look at the side impact alert system. If there's someone driving in your blind spot, that car will tell you, don't change lanes, there's a jerk in your blind spot. It's one of my favorite safety features. Head on out to VW Lee Summit now off I-470 and Colburn Road. Volkswagen of Lee Summit off I-470 and Colburn Road. Check out the Atlas, the Tiguan. They have got leases on those Jettas. You will not believe how affordable those leases are. Or check out their inventory online, VWLeeSummit.com, VWLeeSummit.com.
I don't care what anybody says, Will. We are doing Jam or No Jam today. I can't take this for 4 hours. We're getting Jam or No Jam in. It will happen. 576-7798. Breaking news this afternoon. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has been fired. I don't know why she thought this was important to note on Twitter, but Kelly O'Donnell from NBC News just tweeted out she has just seen the CIA director, Gina Haspel, leave the White House. I have no idea what that has to do with anything. 576-7798. Let's go to the phones. If you want to weigh in on Attorney General Jeff Sessions being fired, any election from last night of note, the president's heated discussion today with Jim Acosta from CNN, in which he referred to Jim Acosta as a, quote, horrible person. We'll take them all right now. It's just potluck. Lionel in Lee's Summit. Hello, Lionel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Well, I'm about ready to take some CBD oil and check out for a little bit. But
yes,
thanks for asking.
I wanted to totally change the subject and talk to Dana about the CBD oil on her neck.
Sure.
Has she tried the ointment?
I have tried a lot of it. There is a mom, believe it or not, in our school community who is a 2-time stroke survivor. She's my age. And she left a very high-paying, successful career, I believe in advertising, to open a store. And she's very, very knowledgeable about all of it. And so she's kind of my go-to when I have questions right now. And yeah, there's ointments, there's balms, there's bath bombs, you can get it in anything. There's a neck roller, a lavender roller. Mm-hmm. I love it all. It will be interesting to see if people switch back and forth in Missouri now that medicinal is in, number one. Number two, how easy it will be to get a medical card. Will it be easy? Can you say you just have glaucoma and get one? How does that work? And then number three, I forget number three. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think the CBD oil is phenomenal. The ointment, I'd try it sometime.
Sure.
It works great. Do you use the oil on your neck for real? I got the cinnamon oil I put under my tongue.
There is a lavender roller for neck and shoulder pain that is absolutely amazing, Lionel.
Yeah. She rubbed it on my neck without my permission the other day. I filed a complaint with HR.
Completely taken it. He goes, what'd you just put on me? I go, you need to calm down.
Bill in Overland Park. Bill, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I'm a tad older than both of you, but you remember that role model of aggressive reporters, Sam Donaldson?
Sure.
And by aggressive, if by aggressive you mean good, I would say yes, because Sam Donaldson is actually my journalistic hero.
So what's the difference between him and Acosta? They both are tenacious and pointed to their questions.
Very little. In fact, Sam Donaldson, as you may recall, was the White House correspondent during the early years of the Reagan administration and was incredibly tough, but I would argue fair, with Ronald Reagan. And I admire Ronald Reagan very much, but I also admire Sam Donaldson, who, by the way, once called me a fantastic journalist, so that's why he's my favorite. that's true.
Wow.
He did say that to me one time,
Rod. Shameless plug.
Yeah, he goes, you ask really good questions. You're a fantastic journalist, and I poop my pants.
Thank you, Sam.
So he'd actually met you.
Sam Donaldson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's weird that he would say that after actually meeting you.
I know.
But you know what, Bill? It's interesting you bring it up. The White House press corps has a long, you know, amazing history with Helen Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Just go down the line of people there doing their jobs. And I understand that a lot of presidents don't love the press. I think they need the press, but they don't all necessarily love the press. I have just never seen this level of hatred. You know, and I wasn't around for Nixon. Maybe it was as bad back then.
Well,
I don't think it was as bad. I don't think it was as bad publicly.
This is a man, Donnie, who does not like to be held accountable for any of his actions. So I think that's what is causing him the most count, that he has to be responsible. Just my opinion.
Yeah. One of the reporters, Bill, and thank you for it. One of the reporters asked a question today. I believe it was about voter suppression. And that is a fair question after what we've seen in Georgia. She asked about voter suppression. What are you going to do to bring, you know, some assurance back to the process? You know, she was asking what I consider to be a legitimate question. He went off on some tangent that ended up talking about China. Did you listen to that,
yes,
Scott?
Yes.
And I remember thinking, what? She was asking about voter suppression here, and he ended up talking about China.
I understand. The news conference was not good. It was not good. And I listened as open-mindedly as I possibly could. This could have been a victory lap for this president.
Yeah.
He should have come out and said things like, you know what? We did really well in the Senate last night. He went through and made fun of the Republicans who did not embrace him, who lost last night. He named them all out. Mia Love, she gave me no love. I gave her no love. Mia Love's a Republican who lost last night. He made fun of some guy named Mike. I can't remember his last name. Then he read off the names of all the Republicans that he had campaigned for that won. It was a typical Trump news conference in the sense that it was all about him from the second he came out. This could have been so much better.
Yeah.
It could have been and should have been a victory lap. This president didn't lose last night. I don't know that he won, but he did not lose.
No.
In fact, the headline on the Wall Street Journal, I think, sums it up best, because most presidents in their first midterm election get crushed.
Don't you remember President Obama coming out
in 2010? We got shellacked. Yes. And he was right. They did. They lost 63 seats in the House in 2010. Obama got crushed. Bill Clinton was crushed in 1994. It is very common for a president to lose a ton of seats in the House on their first midterm. It's the way the public says, easy killer.
Yeah.
Okay. Donald Trump did not get shellacked last night. Donald Trump did not get crushed. The headline in, and which is par for the course, by the way, in your first midterm. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, Trump avoids midterm disaster. Translation, he won last night. That simple. This could have been a victory lap for the president. Instead, it has been anything but. And all the attention is on the way he behaved towards Jim Acosta, which his supporters are going to love and Trump detractors are going to hate. Jim in the country. Hello, Jim.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
buddy?
Hey, you know, just as it's been out, who cares? I mean, you all threw a fit when the president nominated him as the attorney general.
I most certainly did not.
Okay. Dana did. and Nancy Pelosi did and Chuck Schumer did. But well,
Hang on, Jim. It's fine to throw out superlatives and to talk in platitudes. But to you can't come on here and accuse me of being part of this left-wing media conspiracy, of which I am not.
Okay, first off, I never did do that, Scott.
Well, you just said you guys.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway.
All right.
My point is...
Give me some CBD.
You know, everybody's want to push out who won, who lost last night. You know who lost?
America?
Exactly. Because... we're not going to get any government, any functional government out of any of these people up there. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. We're not going to get any functional government that's going to correct any of the issues that we need corrected, because they're going to stick to their party lines. And, you know, honestly, we need to get some of these old people out of here. Nancy Pelosi don't need a speaker. Pick one of them younger Democrats that got elected, put them in as Speaker of the House. Let's try at least see if that works and get it going.
Okay.
See, I on this, Jim, you and I will disagree. I imagine you probably don't find that to be too shocking. I find divided government to be the best government, because it forces you to compromise or forces everybody into their corners. And if everybody goes back into their corners, no bills get passed, and I'm okay with that.
I'm not, because we need to fix some of the problems in this country, not argue about them. And just because you're a Democrat or you're a Republican or whatever you feel like. No, the people that suffer is the people out here in the streets, not the damn people.
But here's the problem. The party that is in power always argues, well, they need to compromise with us. The party out of power always says, we'll never compromise with them. And it was the same way when Obama was the president. For example, Jim, I'm going to take it that you're a conservative. Is that fair?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. I lean more right than I certainly lean left. When Merrick Garland was nominated as a justice to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Republicans refused to even give him a hearing in the Senate. And I would imagine most conservatives said, yes, yes, way to go, be obstructionistic. Now, when the shoe is now on the other foot, you want them to work with you, even though you weren't willing to work with them. Is that fair?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because I think Merrick Garland would have been a good Supreme Court justice. My personal views on him, because I did do some reading on him. And unfortunately, it's never nobody. The problem is nobody researches anything. They just listen to the rhetoric of whoever's making the loudest noise.
Hmm. All right, partner. Hey, good call, man. Good
Jim,
to hear
thanks
you.
For calling in. He did mention something today, and I don't understand why up to this point this has not happened. Certainly up to the midterms this hasn't happened. He mentioned possibly working together, because someone said, will you compromise? He mentioned working together when it came to lowering the cost of prescription drugs. Why the hell they can't get that done? Because that is not a Republican issue. It is not a Democrat issue. Healthcare is intrinsically American. That is an American issue. No one wants to pay what they're paying for prescription drugs. Why have they not figured that out? If you wanted to point
There's
to
no
one
excuse.
Thing.
There's no excuse.
You wanted to point to one thing where everyone could come to the table and say, we're going to fix this. It isn't the wall. It isn't immigration. It isn't
guns. I'll tell you exactly
it's
why.
It's prescription drugs.
Rod, go ahead and give her the answer. You know the answer as well as I do.
Money.
Yep.
It's all about the lobbyists and the...
backroom deals and the crap. It goes back to the Gil Fulbright commercials, the satirical politician played.
But you would agree, Scott, if I want to go to Canada and have my drugs shipped here because it's 1/12 of the price,
let me ship my drugs here from Canada.
Stop trying to bring logic into it.
Go back to the Gil Fulbright commercials, which are satirical, where he says, I'm going to tell you I'm going to do all these great things for you until I hear from them. And them is the lobbyists for the pharmaceutical companies who don't want you to lower the prices. So I'm going to campaign on, Dana, I'm going to lower drug prices for you.
But the pharmaceutical companies are already losing because of medical marijuana. Those dominoes are starting to fall, Scott.
But the dominoes are starting to fall.
Missouri last night was number 36?
Let me address 36 states? Let me address that when we get back. You bring up a great point. The dominoes are starting to fall. Let me address it. 576-7798.
Live and local. This is Kansas City's 98.1 FM.
98.1 FM.
KMBC.
Hey, my guys at CM Moe's and Son came out this week and they did an airflow test. You might be asking, what is an airflow test? That's what I was asking. Here's what I know. In the summer, our house, our 30-plus-year-old home, is stifling upstairs and cold as a freezer downstairs. They came in and they did an airflow test. And they said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to figure out where you are losing your heating and cooling, losing your energy. We are actually throwing money directly out the window every time we use the heater or the air conditioner. They are going to figure that out and come out and put either a secondary system in or plug the holes where we are losing energy. And I'm talking to all you homeowners out there. If your home is over 20, 30, 40 years old, something like that, have them come out and do that airflow test. They will tell you exactly where you're losing money and fix it. Some of them are actual holes. We have actual holes in the ducting in our basement that they're going to come plug up for us. They do that. Heating, cooling, electrical, and yes, your generator. If you want a generator, call now. Call before winter gets here. You will still get that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all of those Generac generators. But man, it's getting cold quick. If you got something going on with the heater, have CM Moe's and Son come out and fix it for you. They're doing a great job for us. 816-781-4707 is the number to call. 816-781-4707 or cmmoesandson.com.
Want to weigh in on anything about the election or about the firing of Jeff Sessions today, you're welcome. Anything is on the table. We don't care. 576-7798. We should report, as CNN and ABC News are now reporting, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who oversees the Russia investigation, is now en route to the White House. It is said by these sources, or by these news outlets, I beg your pardon, that it was a previously scheduled meeting. Now, you can read that two ways. It's rather innocuous, and they're just going to have a sit-down with Rod Rosenstein, or he had been told, be at the White House 4 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon, and then, under their breath, because you're going to get fired.
One clarification, CBS News is reporting that Rosenstein is no longer overseeing the Mueller probe.
Right. We'll get, let's get some call. Let's get a call in there.
That new acting AG, Matthew Whitaker, is going to do it.
All right. David in Kansas City. Hello, David.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on again.
Anytime, man.
Hey, I think when you said divided government doesn't work, I think you obviously meant it's not, or when you said divided government works, I think you meant limited government, right? Not divided government. This is what the problem is divided government. But outside of that, you know, Trump didn't get shellacked because of one reason. I've been to a Trump rally. I went to the Trump rally up in Council Bluffs. Let me tell you what, that rally was electric. Electric. Mm-hmm. The place was slammed with standing room only, with people waiting outside. I stood in line for 2.5 hours.
Okay.
And Trump connects with the people in this country who are pulling the wagon, man. The people who are pulling the wagon.
I don't dispute that at all.
Yeah. He believes in those people, Scott and Dana. He believes in those people.
Okay.
So the guy, you know, there's Rush Limbaugh the other night in Missouri, at the rally in Missouri, he was right. There was no other Republican up on that platform that he was up against that could have done what Donald Trump has accomplished. Nobody believed it. 2 years ago, he was a laughing joke to all the mainstream media, to Hollywood, and to a lot of Republicans.
I would argue that, and thank you for the call, David, and we'll take more of it in just a moment. But very quickly, and I do want to respond to you about marijuana, and I'll do it after the 3 o'clock.
Let's get into
news.
Marijuana in the 3 o'clock hour, because a lot of people have questions.
Yeah, let's get into marijuana in the 3 o'clock hour.
Ron, someone just said, I live in Missouri, my doctor's in Kansas, can I get it?
All right.
Oh, that's not what you...
But I do want to point something out to you and get your thoughts on it, Dana, when we get back. But first to the newsroom, and we'll...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover
cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.